Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. All night we've been talking, general theme, there's been some discussion about taxes, but the general theme overall has been the issue of parents and children and what decisions they should be able to make together with consent of all parties. Some people would say, well, kids can't consent to the things like getting a tattoo or to not having chemotherapy treatment or getting married to somebody at age 13. Kids can't consent to these things. Well, I say they can. Mark, you point out that folks that individuals that feel they have been damaged by their parents later on in their life should be able to sue to get damages from their parents, and that makes sense to me. But other people are out there saying that, no, kids can't make these decisions, and in fact, if parents try to make these decisions with kids, their children should be taken from them. And I think that is just the most awful thing to say, that you know what is moral and what is not, and that you're willing to force your morals on others by the threat of violence. Because if you don't give up your kids, well, then men with guns are going to force you into a cage. And there's a good chance they might put you into a cage anyway, depending on what alleged crime against the state that you've committed. So there's a lot of different aspects to this. And we actually have Adrian on the line with us here listening to WTAR in Boynton Beach. And Adrian, you were trying to ask a question, and we ran out of time in the last hour. Can you recap that question for us, for our listeners just tuning in?
Yeah, it was just about, about the nature of capacity. Say a kid, who say he wants to die, he's part of the, say, LDS, and he's saying, this is, Jesus told me so, or the Bible tells me so, that I should allow myself to die. I don't have cancer or anything, I can live a perfectly normal life. Am I old enough to make this decision? I can give you my opinion, like what I've come to, and we can discuss it after that.
Sure, if you'd like, that's fine.
I think there is an age that there has, capacity definitely has to be a part of contracts. I would say, and we all believe in property rights, but the thing here, the line of demarcation is like without life, you can't have property rights. And I'm so against like any group of people, especially if it's the government want to take away some kids from parents. But if it comes to life, when someone could, I know it can get really complicated, but, if their life, if they could live a totally normal life, I just think that, I don't think religion's more like, it just seems like a cop-out, just, cause it could be fantasy.
I understand, I get where you're coming from on religion, but, far as you really can't argue. That's a black hole of arguing, because if somebody says, Jesus came to me in a dream and said, I can't take no medicine, you can't argue that. Like, arguing is done. Logic is over. So what you have to do in this case, this isn't about capacity in the same way as signing a contract is. Because if, for instance, you're comparing a 12-year-old that has some fatal disease and doesn't want to get treated for it versus, say, a 12-year-old who wants to sign up for the military, in one case, you're sort of talking about a positive action. He would be going into the military, so you would have to decide capacity. In the other case, you're talking about a negative action. He's going to die if he doesn't get medical treatment. You couldn't stop that same kid from committing suicide, but you want to get involved in his and his parents' decision, and, that kid does have capacity, because in not making a decision, sort of the negative decision, a person's position is much stronger. Don't you agree?
Oh yeah, I agree. And so, see, this is it's kind of funny, because this kind of like ties into abortion, because I understand the distinction between negative rights and positive rights, and I'm totally for negative liberty, and for the overwhelming part, against positive liberty. The only way I'd make an exception for this is when it comes to the issue of life, and it ties into abortion too, because I believe that parents do have a right to have a positive responsibility because they engage in that contract. Biblical ideas.
You've got a black hole that you've set yourself up for. Because if you believe in life and you believe the government can control life, then the government gets to control what you eat, what you smoke, what you do, where you drive, everything. Because life is affected by these things. Cars kill more people than anything, cigarettes and cars and bad eating kill people more than anything. If you want to control life, then you've given the government every power that they already have.
No. The only power that government should have is negative rights. It protects life, liberty, life.
When have they done that? Can you give me an example of the government doing that?
I don't see that.
All right, so I don't think we really. So I think you're asking the fox to guard the hen house in that particular instance.
No. I'm just saying, like with a baby, for instance, a parent has positive rights for a child, at least to feed it, right?
Positive rights for a child, meaning.
Meaning that the parents should feed the kid, whether the child's like.
What are you going to do if they don't?
Well, the child dies. I mean, isn't that?
Wait, right? How would you know?
How would you know?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I guess.
Right. This is the long haul down trying to get into people's lives. I think you're absolutely right that somebody has done something terrible if they decide not to feed their child and the child dies of malnutrition. And you understand we're talking about a very, very small segment of society here. But
exactly.
What are you gonna do with them? They've killed their child. Now what?
Yeah. Well, I guess we go. I mean, we gotta have some law. I mean, it's not like we just go like total anarchy. I mean, everybody, even anarchists, aren't against like total law or aren't against like any law whatsoever. I mean, if there's
I don't think you can leave. I don't think you can make statements for anarchists. But go ahead. What was this about murderers?
I'm just saying. I mean, even if someone's an anarcho-capitalist, they're not. It doesn't mean they're against all law. They're just against laws that are over and above
I'm of the opinion that if you know that a parent isn't feeding their infant and you should do something about it. I think that there's some organization should get in there and take that baby away from those people.
I'm not arguing for a totalitarian society by any means.
Adrian, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's go to the ladies. Lori is listening to KNET actually in Medford, Oregon. Lori, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I just have kind of more of a biblical worldview on the attitude with the children.
Yeah.
I don't think with the tattoos that anybody should have the right to take the kids away from the parents or anything like that, unless there's, physical bodily harm done to the child, beating them up or trying to drown them or, doing that kind of murder thing or anything like that. However, it does state in the Bible that anybody, whether they claim to be a Christian or not, if they do anything to harm these children, that they'd be better to have a millstone tied around their neck and thrown into the Red Sea.
He's talking about, God's talking about his children, and he just said thusy. He's talking about his children, which means he's referring to all of us. And really what he's talking about is leading them astray. He's not talking about harming them.
In one particular verse that I'm talking about is Jesus was telling, the disciples were trying to take, not let the children come to him. They thought he was too busy for that.
I don't believe those two verses are related. In this case, you're talking about if a person would rather have that if somebody would lead one of my children astray, they would rather have a millstone tied around their neck and be thrown into the sea.
Adults or children, either way, it's a protection of children, period. He does have a special protection towards children because they are too young to make decisions for themselves, or they don't have the capacity.
So what kind of decisions? You said that you think that parents can tattoo their children. What kind of decisions do you think that children cannot make?
I just feel that they might need to be, because they see it on TV and they think it's cool and this and that, is why they would decide to. I don't think that they have the realm in their brains and they can't wrap it around.
Wait a minute. The story you might not have heard originally, the story we were talking about was a group of religious folk, very religious parents who tattooed crosses onto their children. So is that something that is that a decision they can make?
That's the part of the story I didn't get to hear, I guess, because they said they did it for religious reasons.
Well, they were crosses, and they tattooed them on five of their six children.
Not everybody who wears a cross, and not everybody who says that they're are Christians are followers of Jesus Christ.
I'm jumping to a conclusion here that somebody that would tattoo their what was the youngest age 7-year old child with a cross.
They didn't tattoo him. They decided he was too young.
Oh, the 7-year old was the one that did not get tattooed. So let's say the youngest one was 10. I'm jumping to a conclusion that those people did it for religious reasons.
I want to bring Lori back and find out what she thinks that kids shouldn't be able to agree to here, because I'm still kind of confused. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area, because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
It's obvious God loves us and has a sense of humor. Why? Because he created peppermint. Hi, this is Dr. Catherine Albrecht for GetMint.com. We all know that mint is fun and delicious, but did you know it's also great for your health? Research shows mint can help soothe a headache or calm an upset stomach. It's antimicrobial and antiviral, so it's perfect for flu season too. You can use it to chase bugs and mice out of your pantry without toxic chemicals. And kids love its great cool taste. GetMint.com offers quality peppermint and spearmint oils made right here in the USA by fourth-generation mint farmer Peppermint Jim. His pure, pungent mint oils are 100% natural, free from harmful chemicals, and very affordable. So improve your health and spice up your life with natural mint products from GetMint.com or call 1-800-345-9068. That's GetMint.com or 1-800-345-9068, and feel the minty freshness.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here live taking your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to join us online. We've got a lot of different ways for you to listen to this program. Of course, we've got our podcast, which, by the way, has been the quality level on that has been increased by 50%. It's sounding even better than ever. That's free, of course. You can also get live streaming 24 hours a day. Webcam is available during the live programs. And even our brand new Free Talk Live listen lines. Go and get all the details over at listen.freetalklive.com.
if you hate making those extra trips out to the car to carry in the grocery bags, listen to this. For the last few months at my house, we've been using the Totesac. It's a handle made of 100% recycled polymer right here in the U.S., and it's designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. You can go to totesac.com, that's T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com, and check it out and get a family pack today. It's Totesac. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totesac.com.
Coming up here tonight, at some point you're going to have a chance to win a two-pack of the Totesac. You'll get to see exactly how great these things are, and once you do, you'll be like me and you'll recommend them to all your friends because they're really great and quite convenient. So keep listening for the special contest line at that time. It's not the normal number, which is 800-259-9231. When we go back to your phone calls, Lori is still with us, I believe, listening in Medford, KMed. Lori, you're back on Free Talk Live. Now, I was a little confused about what you were getting at before. You said you're very religious, and that you...
I didn't say I was very religious. I said I was a follower of Jesus Christ.
Okay. Well, anyway, you are religious, and you have certain belief systems, but I'm a little confused as to what they are. At first in your call, it sounded like you were okay with parents and their children getting tattoos for their children. Later, you made it sound like you didn't think that was a good idea. So,
I never said I was okay with it.
Okay.
What I said was, any time that you're in the position to hurt a child, or you just choose to hurt a child, that, you know, you'll have, you know, the Lord's pay. It doesn't matter what society tells you. It doesn't matter what the government says. It doesn't matter what any of that stuff. If there's not been a law for it, we should always follow the laws, but if there hasn't been a law made up for that sort of thing...
Why would you... Whoa, hold on. Now you've gone off on a tangent that I would like to explore a little bit. You said we should always follow the laws. You mean man laws?
Well, it does say, too, in the Bible that you have to follow the laws that creates for man, but the most important laws are the ones of God first.
Well, you know, in the times of slaves and the times that the Nazis were hunting down Jews, people would hide these individuals in their homes from the authorities, the people that were carrying out man's law. Do you think that those people were going against God's law by doing that?
You know, I do think so.
What? You think?
It doesn't mean that I approve of it.
Wait, she thinks what?
It means that you are supposed to. And you know, you're going off on a little bit of a tangent.
Are we communicating correctly here? Can we make sure?
About a moral law. That there's a difference between civil laws and moral laws. You follow God's law comes first. Okay, here's an example. If I was told that I couldn't say a prayer, if I was sitting in a restaurant and I was praying to myself quietly, and the law come up to me and said I can't do that, I would tell them that I'm sorry, you'll have to take me to jail or give me whatever punishment you see fit. Because God's laws come before human laws.
You're willing to stand up to the authorities for muttering to yourself, but you're not willing to stand up to the authorities about killing an individual? You've got a messed up religion.
No, I mean, that's when I would stand up against the law.
But you just said, I thought that I heard you said, and I'll apologize here if I was mistaken.
I restated myself.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Actually, I don't approve of that. Even though I said moral laws, God's moral laws come before...
So then in that case,
when loving one another and, you know, treating people, you know, protecting people from people that would do them violence is more important than man's law, right?
Say that again.
So in that case,
bring the Jews back up.
Right. You know, the Jews, protecting the Jews from, you know, the Nazis that would kill them.
I don't even care if it's Jews. I would say protecting anybody from genocide would be, if I was protecting the people in Darfur also. I mean, it doesn't matter that they're Jews.
Misunderstood, Mark.
Okay, I did, and I apologize. But now I guess I have to ask a question. Why even bother with man's laws? If God's laws are the only laws that really count, and whenever man's laws get trumped, then man's laws go away, then why not just God's laws? Did God institute these people against you?
That's not fair. That's a little bit broad. As some of the people have already said on the program earlier, you got to have a few so that people just don't go crazy and just do whatever the heck they want.
You think that words on paper prevent people from going crazy and doing what the heck they want?
In some ways, I think it calms things down quite a bit.
I don't see any evidence of that. It seems to me that crazy people will do whatever they want to do. Hmm?
You wouldn't want people to break into your house and kill your family.
I can tell you that
I think that's against God's law.
Go and do that without laws of doing that.
Words on paper don't prevent people from breaking into my house and killing my family, and the fact that there's a cop somewhere in town doesn't prevent that from happening either.
You have the right to your opinion, but it all comes back to my main thing is, you know, not everybody. Also, you said that you made an assumption that these people were doing it over religion with the crosses and all that stuff. Well, you know, Madonna made it popular to wear a cross too, but she's not a Christian.
Right.
So it's not to say that they did this for Christian beliefs or Christian reasons, unless you heard them.
So
say
you
that.
Think that is it? Well, okay. Well, what does it matter whether they did it for religious beliefs or not? Do you think that those kids should have been able to be tattooed by their parents?
Not the younger ones. I don't think so.
What age would you draw the line?
I would say at about 13.
What do you want to do to the parents for tattooing their 10-year-old?
I don't want to do anything to. I don't think they should go to jail. I don't think they should have their kids taken anything away from
That's
them.
Good.
But I think that they should, you know, realize that they can't make decisions for the children.
I agree.
Children should be able to make the decisions for themselves, but at 13, there is, even in the Bible, it says that there is an age of accountability.
So would you say that you would just simply ostracize those parents and let them know you think they were wrong? Would that be about the extent?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you on that. Thank
I
you so
agree.
Much, Lori, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think ostracism can be very, very powerful influencing force.
You know, and I'm aware that people that you know wear crosses that don't necessarily believe in Jesus or whatever. I'm aware of that. I just believe in this particular instance where a family tattoos five of their six children, a woman in the family does it, that, you know, and it's all crosses. I just figure, and I'm taking a little step out into the realm of assumptions here. I'm just guessing that they did it for religious reasons. Does it say in the story, by the way?
It doesn't make it clear. Let's go to Charles listening in Charlottesville to WCHV. Hello, Charles. Charles? In Charlottesville.
Now,
you're on the air.
Doctor, an herbal doctor from Virginia, and I just wanted to point out that by children refusing chemotherapy and radiation doesn't necessarily mean they want to die, that they choose to die, but rather that they choose to live but by another method. They don't want to die by chemo or radiation, which kills a lot more people with cancer than doing nothing at all.
Right. I also didn't mean to suggest that the only sorts of medicine out there are, the regular, allopathic medicine,
yeah.
the cut, burn, poison, form of medicine. I don't mean that. I just think that people should be free to choose the form of medicine that they wish to have practiced on them.
Oh, exactly. Katie Wernicke was the girl, the 12-year-old girl in the Midwest that you were talking to, and last I heard, she was still alive, but due to the alternative methods that she used in conjunction with the chemotherapy that was court-ordered, it was mandated that she take chemotherapy or she'd be taken away from her parents.
She's still alive now. Thank you, Charles, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you. There's more coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit purebulk.com. That's purebulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow, and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolite, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolite and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition of the program. We're here and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you are or know somebody who is in college age and you're looking for an internship program this summer that pays and has a housing allowance, go to libertarianinternships.com and check out the internships in public policy organizations, journalism, production. This is video production, audio production, print production, all kinds of these things. And check them out at libertarianinternships.com. You'll have to sign up for an account over there in order to get the full info, but you can see what basically they're offering at libertarianinternships.com.
I think Charles actually hung through the break there. Charles, we'll bring him back in Charlottesville listening to WCHV. You called in to make a clarification. We've been talking about parents and their kids and being able to make decisions for themselves that maybe not most people would make, and you wanted to make sure that we were very clear that we weren't suggesting that in the absence of use of the kind of traditional medicine system that was the only choice out there for parents, that there are alternative options. What are some of those? What would you suggest some of those alternative options are? I mean, we mentioned cancer specifically. What would you suggest?
I've got a lot of information on my website available for free. It's www.distance-healer.com. It's D-I-S-T-A-N-C-E hyphen healer, H-E-A-L-E-R.
So wait a minute. Are you the guy? Because somebody had called in before about this, suggesting that if they got burned, they could call a phone number and...
No, that's something else.
Is that the same thing?
Oh, no. I beat lung cancer myself. I was diagnosed with lung cancer 2 years ago. My grandmother, my father, and my sister all died of the same genetic lung cancer that we have in our family, that runs in our family. My sister just recently died 4 weeks ago because she chose chemo and radiation, and I tried to talk her out of it and to try to get her to use the methods I use with the herbs, diets, and supplements and enzymes.
What does the distance healing have anything to do with herbs and supplements?
I started out with Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, which is a hands-on healing touch method of healing that you can also heal through a distance, they believe, a Japanese Asian method of healing. And I chose the website name with that.
Well, would you say, now, I mean, obviously it's, I'm immediately skeptical of this, but I'm not to say that it can happen. I don't know. Obviously, there's a lot of things that can happen that we may not necessarily know about. But would you say that if it's true, and I don't know if it is, that you can heal somebody up close versus at a distance? Is it better up close? Is it the same at a distance? Is it less effective from a distance?
Well, I'd like to say that the people that go to Lourdes, for instance, I suggest that they're perhaps healed not only by God but by their minds, believing that Lourdes has a
what is Lourdes?
The power Lourdes, France, where they go to a retreat, a religious retreat, to get healed. Mm-hmm. I think that the mind believing that going to Lourdes would heal them has a lot to do with them actually getting healed.
I absolutely agree with what you're saying there. I think that people can make very big changes in themselves simply by believing that those changes are possible. I think there's something to that.
Well, a long time ago, my uncle died a week after my aunt died, and there was nothing physically wrong with him. And it got me to thinking about the power of your mind to heal or kill you. And then I studied voodoo a little bit, not as a believer, but to see how it worked. And it turned out that it doesn't work unless you know that the person put a hex on you, and you believe that it has the power to kill you, and you stop eating and give up the will to live.
That makes sense. Yeah, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy, and of course the placebo effect is another well-documented example of the power of one's own mind over one's condition.
Right. From that, I developed imagery and visualization, which I actually talked to Carl Simonton. He was my first wife's cancer doctor, oncologist, and he was very interested in it, and he made a career out of going around and teaching people about imagery and visualization.
Would you say that this idea of distance healing is kind of like what you're pointing out there, that if the person believes that somebody is out there healing them from a distance, that that's why they're going to get healed, as opposed to any actual something going on? So, therefore, it's not really any more effective than a placebo effect?
I'm not sure if it's more effective than a placebo. You might have heard of the people who travel around in West Virginia in the hills to talk warts off from people. I believe that works because the people believe that these wart talker offers have the power to get rid of warts, and they do disappear. You can short-circuit that process, and I actually taught my sister how to do that when she had a wart on her heel that the doctors had burned off, and it kept coming back. And I told her how to kind of hate it inside and just picture it, you know, burning up and gone, and then believe it's gone. And, you know, a couple of days later, she called and said, hey, it fell off. It died and fell off.
There's no shortage of the amazing stories out there. And I thank you for the call tonight, Charles. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-25. What are you laughing about?
I'm thinking of a sexist joke. I was thinking, never underestimate a woman's power to hate something off.
God. 800-259-9231. Unscreened call from the Amp Line. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, this is Kason from Nevada.
Kason, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, I was thinking you've got the remote healer calling in, and Gene the other day was talking about how the underwear bomber is a conspiracy because his burns weren't as bad as they said they were initially.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the remote healers are in line with the underwear bomber.
Yeah.
How are these things related?
Well, the remote healers healed the underwear bomber.
Oh, I see.
Why would they do that?
Oh, I'm assuming it's some kind of strange conspiracy.
That certainly sounds strange. Kason, you got anything else for us?
No, man, I'm done.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. We continue with Scott in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hello, Ian and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
You know, I'm very disturbed about the general state of affairs in America. And I get up in the morning and I have a sickening feeling and I go to bed. And I'll tell you, I wrote a little outline, and our manufacturing base has been destroyed due to outsourcing. Greedy companies want to put their, make it in China and Thailand. And I understand.
Wait a minute, Scott. You do know the reason that the primary reason why outsourcing happens is because of the dramatic, the very dramatic amount of regulations and controls placed on American businessmen here. In the absence of the various different federal government programs like OSHA and other local and state mandates and licensing fees and regulations, that these companies would be manufacturing here still. So it's the government that's actually driving them to these other places.
I understand that the government's done tremendous harm to our civil liberties, and that extends to business. And, of course, it's cheaper to manufacture overseas. But at the end of the day, the bottom line is our people don't have jobs. Unemployment is 10%. I'm not going to beat around the bush. We're in a depression, not recession, depression. It's going to get deeper. The question how much deeper it will go. I believe it's gonna go beyond the 1930s, and it's gonna go beyond the 1930s.
But will it be obviously beyond that? Because the amount of wealth we have today is greater than perhaps back in the 30s. We've got more technological know-how and things like that. Do you think it'll be the same in that, as far as maybe monetarily, there could be the same kind of problems, same level or more serious problems, but will that matter when things are cheaper to buy overall today? Some things are cheaper and...
No, that's going to be irrelevant.
Think it'll be that dramatic? You think it'll be so dramatic? Do you think people will starve, Scott?
Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why. If you're familiar with history, Joseph Stalin, during the Soviet Union, when he took power, he created a man-made famine by taking away food from the kulaks. They were the peasants, and he had forced collectivization, industrialization. You may say, well, what does Joseph Stalin have to do with America? Everything, because our government, I don't trust our government, and our government will impose martial law. It could do anything it wants. If it wants to deny...
If that happens, you're absolutely right. And thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. If the government takes control of the food supply, yeah, I would see starvation happening. If the government doesn't, then I can't see the marketplace dropping the ball too hard on it, even dealing with inflation and things like that. All right, more coming up here. By the way, dial in now if you want to win a Totesac. We'll give it to the third caller at 603-435-1105. You get a two-pack of the Totesac. Helps you bring those groceries in, and who knows what else. 603-435-1105. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation Techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the Wild Food experience.
I have about 15 Wild Food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow, I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site free. If you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So whatever it is that you need to buy, you'll likely find it there. They have dozens of categories in which you can shop. You can even buy used items to save a few extra bucks. Start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com and feel good because you're getting the stuff you want at great prices, in many cases free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of their new items, and Free Talk Live is getting a percentage at amazon.freetalklive.com.
Take the smartpage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use smartpage.com instead of your big brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, because it's a search engine, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. So if you don't like the idea of big companies storing your information, putting cookies on your computer, and all that other stuff, you can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Back to your phone calls about what you want. It's Joe listening in Michigan. Or, excuse me, John in Michigan. John?
Hi.
You're on the air.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, one of the things that troubles me on this database that this terrorist was put onto weeks before he actually got on that plane, the government's saying that the list was so long, there's 500,000-plus people on it. That's why he wasn't caught. Now, it only takes a split second to search through a database for a name that's on a list. Now, why isn't the media reporting on this?
Well, was it that they didn't catch it over in Amsterdam? I mean, is it possible they don't have the same database? I thought the story was that the FBI and the CIA had been made aware of this, and they just didn't do anything about it.
Yeah, but you would think after all the stuff that's happened since 9/11 that a coordination between all the databases would be there.
Why would you think that? Why would you think that?
Well, because they've spent billions of dollars. What are they spending it on?
Well, that's what the government does. The government spends money, makes mistakes, and then gets more money, right?
No kidding. No kidding. To search through half a million records only takes a split second if a database is written correctly. And the way I would see it, all you need to do is get the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, MI5, all these people together, and you send out a request – And in a split second, you should be able to respond to that, flag this individual.
That's easy to say, John, but yeah, it's not easy to implement because it's the government.
I could make you the czar of the intelligence community around the world and give you a cattle prod and the ability to use it on any bureaucrat that didn't do what you wanted them to do, and you still couldn't make it work because these people that are tasked with this job are not incentivized in the same way that people in the free market are. Yes, if you built a database, you could make it searchable just like that, lickety split. But the FBI couldn't even get email for years. I don't even know if they've solved the problem at this point.
I don't know.
But I mean, more than half their agents didn't have email because it's the government. They can't
that's,
do
that's
anything
in this
right.
decade, by the way.
Yeah,
you're talking.
It was relatively recent. I mean, it just
which brings me up to a separate subject. Okay. I heard recently that the government's going to require that all citizens on their tax returns are going to have to claim how many guns they have.
I've heard that rumor as well. What are you going to do if they do?
I have no idea. I mean, they say it's going to be a felony if you don't report them.
How will they know?
That's a good question. But just think about that. If they can correlate all that information together, whenever they have a problem in some spot with unrest, like, oh, that guy's got this, he's got that, we got to go after these people first.
Absolutely.
Yep, that's what they'll do.
That's certainly the
that's
history.
Exactly what they'll do.
Yeah. Well, and if you need a little proof in that in your life, if you're listening and you're skeptical, I can tell you that during World War II, when the Japanese Americans were rounded up, they used census data in order to do that. They went after people with Japanese surnames and rounded them up on the West Coast and put them into camps. Don't think that the government won't use their information against you.
Oh, they will. They definitely will. But I heard they're going to charge $50 per gun per year.
Yeah, I would recommend if that happens, if you're continuing to pay them taxes, which I also recommend against, I recommend that you just keep your guns to yourself. Hopefully you didn't buy them with a bunch of federal paperwork attached to them. That would seem to be the only way they would be able to track that down. But even so, you can still buy a gun and sell it without federal paperwork in most places, as I understand it. So I would just not answer any of those questions.
They're going to try to pass this law on the fly to where you're going to have to report it.
How would they make you? How would they make you report that?
There's no way you could do that. That citizens will probably provide that information.
Some will sure they will because they're obedient and
they're exactly.
They're pathetic and sad and beaten into obedience. So yeah, you're right. Most people will want to. Oh, I'm a good law-abiding citizen, and I'll just do whatever it is the government asks me to do.
A good citizen would protect the right of everyone to keep and bear arms, and the government, knowing this stuff, does not protect that right.
This problem is going against the grain. You go against the grain, they can just stamp you out just like that.
Well, the problem is, I see what you're saying, and I understand the fear. I was there at one point, and it still pops up in my life, and I do my best to forgive myself for it. But the fact is, if you don't go against the grain, then you're going along to get along, and you'll get what you deserve for that.
Exactly. And I tell you what, over the years, I've been pretty quiet as far as politics goes, but, Jesus, in the last couple years, it's just, things are just gone crazy. If people don't stand up and start speaking for themselves, all these rights are going to just be pulled away from us in no time. But the younger generation doesn't even believe this is happening.
They don't see that
these things are threats at all.
No, that they've been educated by the government school system. I mean, they don't have the foggiest idea. They've been told to sit down and shut up, and you can use the bathroom when we tell you you can.
I don't know if that's a true statement across the board. I think that there are a lot of young people that do understand that the government is tyrannical and evil and despotic. I mean, look at the amazing young people that came out to support Ron Paul at college campuses all across the country.
Liberty has legs unlike it's ever had. That's that much.
And it has the best legs with young people in America because it's people that are up in their years that are far more set in their government supporting ways.
Not me. I'm 48. And I don't believe that.
Well, it's never too late to get to stand up for yourself and stand up for what you believe in.
Yeah, I don't care if you're 70 years old. You need to stand up at this point and not let what's going on.
Which leads me to one of our sponsors, the Free State Project. If you love liberty and you want a chance at liberty in your lifetime, that seems to me the best way that you're going to achieve that is to get around other people that are willing to also, like you, stand up for what they believe in, stand up for the right to live their lives how they want, so long as they don't harm anyone else, stand up for allowing others to be free so they can be free. It's happening here in New Hampshire. It's happening with the Free State Project. We are getting the best of the best activists, from liberty-loving activists from all around the world, all around the country, coming here, getting active in politics in a way that has heretofore been impossible simply because there just wasn't the support out there, getting active in doing things like civil disobedience that has also never occurred in the liberty movement as a whole, and it's an amazing movement. So if you love freedom, then I highly recommend, John, that you take a look at freestateproject.org.
I will. I plan to attend quite a few Tea Parties in the near future.
The Tea Parties are a nice little sideshow.
It's a great step for people. I'm all for it.
I think the Tea Parties are great, but it hasn't really done much from my perspective besides promoting Republican candidates who are, again, just going to be telling lies about how they believe in freedom so they can get in into office.
It's only so much longer that the media can hide how many people are coming out for these things.
People are coming out, that's true, and I think it's pretty well known that those Tea Parties are very popular. But what is going to happen next? What is the next step after the Tea Parties?
The next step would be to organize. I mean, we're getting people together now.
Organize what?
Organize against all these bad policies the governments are
specifically, give me one idea of what you might want to do.
Oh, God. Well, what's the first thing I called about? Get coordinate databases for these terrorists so that...
So you want to help the government. You want to help the government work better? Is that the idea?
Yes.
You've got some thinking to do here, because as we pointed out at the very beginning of your call, it doesn't matter if you get put in charge. You won't be able to beat the government into shape. It doesn't matter if you elect all your favorite politicians. You won't be able to get the government to act any less bureaucratically or inefficiently than they currently do. So until you're ready to let go of the love for the federal government, I think you should maybe wait on the Free State Project. But thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's not the terrorists that are putting you in danger. If there were terrorists out there, there would be attacks happening frequently in this country. There have been a handful, maybe three attempted attacks in the last decade. The government is not keeping you safe from terror. The government are the terrorists. The government are the ones inflicting
fear. What the terrorists want is your freedoms, supposedly. The government is giving those freedoms to them.
We are out of time, and we'll be back Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great, happy, fun, and safe weekend.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.